Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On today's episode of The Check-In, we're joined by Sam Penrod, Inside Sales Representative. Sam was hired in December of 2017 as the very first Inside Sales Rep at The Receptionist. She still is the only one. But since that time, her role has changed quite a bit. And that's what we're talking about on today's episode, roles and how they change at a startup. So what Sam was hired for and what she's doing now have some similarities, but are also pretty different. Thankfully, the team here at The Receptionist is very open to hearing what's working, what's not, the realities of responsibilities. And so as Sam got settled into her role, she really was able to take a look at what was going on, what she was really spending her time on, and how her role ultimately needed to change. She went into it with an open mind. And by speaking up, her company actually respected her and trusted her a bit more. So today we're talking all about how her role evolved, the roles that everyone at the company takes on, not just Sam, and how in startups, especially if you're the very first person in your role, chances are it is going to evolve and how you can handle that. So stick around and check out today's episode. All right. I am so excited that we have Sam Penrod on the show today. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm good. How are you, Sarah?
Thanks for having me. You're welcome. All right. So today we're talking roles, and I know that yours has changed quite a bit. So let's start with share a little bit about yourself and what you're doing now at The Receptionist, and then we'll go back.
Okay, awesome. So my name is Sam Penrod, and I moved here to Denver from Tampa, Florida, originally for this role back in 2017, and I am the inside sales rep here. So that just means kind of acting as the first line of defense when vetting leads, where I either close the business myself or pass it off to our account executive, Quinn. So I'm fielding anything from inbound calls to chats to emails. I give demos, help people get signed up for free trials, close business, and then help with the transition from lead to customer and introduction to our customer experience team.
Wow. So you're doing a lot. And so you're working very closely with, you mentioned Quinn. So Quinn Walsh is our enterprise account executive. So in this role, you're working closely with Quinn. Are you working closely with any other members of the team with what you're doing now?
Absolutely. We work really closely with the customer experience team. So that would be Hannah and Jess. Hannah is our customer experience specialist, and Jess is our customer experience director. So I'm on intercom quite a bit. So with the chats, and whether, you know, Jess or Hannah might be out or, you know, busy, I'm covering for them. And, you know, when I'm maybe like traveling from the office home, they're covering me. So we work very closely and enhance together, specifically on intercom.
That's great. And as we've talked about in other episodes, everyone really does work together as a team and support each other. So that's great. So then let's rewind a little bit. So what were you doing when you were first hired in 2017? What role did you come on as?
I was hired in December. My first day was December 4th, 2017 for the inside sales rep position.
Okay.
I think, you know, where that kind of started to change was that prior to me starting, it was just Quinn that represented the sales team, and it was just Jeff that represented the customer experience team. So when I came on, I was definitely, you know, taking over half of the sales department, working simple leads versus complex leads, just meaning that there was a one location opportunities, and anything above that is considered complex, which Quinn would take. Jess was doing a lot of the vetting of the leads on top of handling all of customer support. So I helped her quite a bit on intercom and taking over, you know, the vetting or the lead vetting process. And that's kind of how it started, but it's definitely changed a bit since then. Same title though.
Yeah, gotcha. So I think sometimes when people come in at a startup, you know, their role changes quite a bit, either under the same title as yours has, or, you know, the role changes and then the title changes as well. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit more about some of the differences that you've experienced in your role from what you were doing then with, like you said, those simple leads to what you're doing now with all of these different roles and parts that you manage. Talk to us a little bit about that.
So like when I started, I think the expectation was that there was about half half simple leads and half complex leads that were coming in. So when I actually started working and really getting into my role, we started to figure out that once we really were able to truly vet the leads coming in, there was actually quite a bit more complex leads than there were simple. So I wasn't able to maybe close as much business, which left me in kind of a weird place because I felt like I wasn't doing enough, or I felt like, you know, even though I was putting in the work, it wasn't maybe showing in the numbers. And you have to remember that all of our leads are inbound. So, you know, throughout, you know, the first 6 months of my position here, I had, you know, one-on-one meetings with our CEO, Andy, every other week. And we would communicate about this and try to figure out exactly what was going on and, you know, what I was really doing versus what, you know, we were kind of judging me based off of. And then about at the 6 month part, we started realizing that we had to change my commission structure a little bit because a lot of what I was doing were vetting leads and passing them off to Quinn. So we raised that value. Like when I first started, we were doing all the shipping of the hardware ourselves. That took quite a bit of my time. But now we actually outsource that and we work with a fulfillment company that's shipping our hardware now. So those are a couple of things that just, you know, changed in the first 6 months of me working here.
Yeah, that must have been, I'll say interesting, an interesting process for you, knowing that you were hired to do something and then seeing kind of that role change a bit. So how comfortable or uncomfortable were you as kind of these adjustments were being made, both to, you know, the job and then mm-hmm. sort of the pay structure and the responsibilities? Mm-hmm. How was that for you?
I might be crazy, but I would say it's one of my most favorite parts about job because I remember, you know, when I was looking at the job description and when I applied, one of the first things in the job description, it said, this key team member will have the opportunity to collaboratively shape this role for future ISRs. And prior to me starting this role, I owned my own Amazon business and I had started a coffee shop in my previous life. And I have a lot of entrepreneur inside of me.
Wow.
And so for me, when I came here and I also grew up like playing sports, right? And I think, you know, I remember thinking of like volleyball, when things change, you jump in to help where you're needed to help. And I think there's something that's very fun and kind of, it keeps you on your toes a little bit. And so I think like, if you have the patience, you know, to kind of work through the role and be open-minded to where the role is, what the role actually is, then it allows myself as well as the team to kind of grow organically. And I think also, I think my teammates trust me a little bit more just because I was able to kind of ebb and flow with them to try to figure out exactly what this role was. So,
right. And so I'm wondering, when you think back, you know, to the first 6 months and your role was evolving, who sort of drove that change? Was it really like the team saying, okay, you know, what we thought you were going to do isn't quite what we need? Or were you the one saying, you know, I'm not doing everything you asked me to do? Like, how did that evolution change, I guess? Was it driven by you, the company? Who really spoke up for that?
So it actually happened pretty organically because I was always busy, right? Like I'd always was jumping in where I was needed. So whether that was on intercom or passing up leads, it just happened organically. And then I took notice to what I was actually doing versus what we thought I was going to be doing, which would, you know, was maybe closing more business or, you know, maybe not working intercom as much. Or I ended up creating like certain campaigns with HubSpot and learning HubSpot really well and helping with define our sales process. Little things that I wouldn't have been able to expect. And I don't think our team would have been able to expect, but it was just happening because being that we're such a small team, you kind of jump in wherever you're needed.
Yeah.
And then you have the ability to look back and say, okay, this is actually what I was doing and communicate that with my team. I think that's how the role developed naturally, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And for people who've listened to our show for a while, we've talked about how we hire here at The Receptionist and really take the time to make sure the right mm-hmm. people are in place. And I think that's evidenced here, right? Is that, you know, even though the job you thought was probably well-defined, it evolved, it changed. And that, as you said, that was organic with kind of the process. So yeah, that definitely makes sense. And what you're describing, which we've also talked about in other episodes, is how everyone helps where they're needed and they don't just stick to what their sort of role entails and will do what they need to do. So do you feel like there are certain roles that everyone takes on? Like radical support is something that we have trademarked, we're very focused on, but are there certain tasks that everyone sort of knows we will all do this?
I would definitely say radical support is one of the big ones for every team member. And I'm not sure if we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but once a month, every single person takes on an hour of customer support. So that way we're having real conversations with our customers, regardless if, you know, it's somebody who is developing the product or it's our CEO or, you know, it's me who works with our customers every single day. And I think that allows for empathy to happen naturally with our customer base and understanding what they really need and want and kind of have a pulse on that. And I think that's extremely important. I'll also say that, you know, we were fortunate enough to have like unlimited PTO here. So people have very balanced lives, which I think makes us all care and strive even harder for our company, honestly, because we're treated the way that, you know, I think we each want to be treated and treat each other the same way. So I think, like, you know, whether somebody, like last week, there was like 3 or 4 people on out of office. And so I knew that I was kind of like handling, you know, intercom or the phone. And we all jump in with to that, where like if I was out of the country or out of town for some reason, like I know that my role and my and our customers are taken care of. And I would imagine it's the same for any of our other employees that were out. So it really works in a really nicely kind of cohesive team experience, I would say.
Right. And I love that when people do have to take time off, there are certain tasks that they can just jump seamlessly into. Like you said, handling customer service, getting on intercom, because these are things that you're already doing on a regular basis. We had an episode where we talked about the holidays, and I loved the fact that you all are able to take time off, but that everyone kind of has their time slot to go in and be on intercom. So that way you can enjoy your holidays. But your customers also aren't left just floundering for these, you know, week or 2 weeks while people are enjoying their time off.
Yeah. And one of the other things I'll say too is, you know, one of our kind of key values in our company is collaboration. And I think, you know, everyone's ideas are valued here, and it's not the kind of thing where, you know, if you have an idea, you're scared to bring it up because it's kind of a safe space. So we know that if someone finds something that is, you know, maybe not working as efficiently as it needs to be, and ideas come up and we brainstorm on that and collaborate on that, I think that is also something that's really expected of our team by everyone. So.
Yeah. And so going back to kind of your role and how it's evolved, is there anything that stands out as kind of maybe your favorite thing that you do in your role that you didn't expect to be doing now, or anything, you know, it's been kind of a pleasant surprise for you?
I think my favorite part about this job is the fact that it changes every single day. And I know that we are all truly invested in this company. Like I said, I was kind of had an entrepreneur's mindset prior to working here, but being a part of a small team where we're all making the decisions of who gets hired and why, and our true values that we live on a daily basis. I think that's half the reason I got hired, is because I believe that I'm truly in line with our values. And I believe that every single person since I've been hired here, which would be Hannah, a customer experience, and then also our sales director, Tom Foster, they both are completely in line with our values. And I think that is something that is worth coming to work every single day. And I know that we're on the same page, and if we disagree, we'll work through it. And it's allowed me to grow like in my personal life, but also, you know, very much professionally as well.
Yeah. I think if we have any, you know, regular listeners who've heard of a lot of our episodes and heard our different team members come on, everyone's unique, but there's just such a commonality with the energy, the passion, the beliefs that drive everyone. Tom Foster, director of sales, was hired recently, and we had him on not long after he started. And I said to him, you know, it feels like he's been here for a while. And he said the same thing too. He just sort of feels like a team member with his perspectives and kind of how he looks at things. And I think that speaks volumes to, yeah, the culture and how the hiring process goes.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, while we're kind of just chatting and thoughts are coming to my mind, I will say the other thing I really appreciate about this company is that we all have a belief that if, like, let's say I have an idea that I want to try out, the team and I communicate that in like a meeting, everybody is usually on board with that, with any idea that comes to the table, as long as we think about it in like a test, discover, and then make shifts or small changes as necessary. And so it allows for creativity to take place and innovation. And I think being a part of something that and seeing how that works and how it, you know, we've been able to succeed in that in a very slow and steady way, is also one of my favorite parts of the job as well.
Yeah, definitely. So let's go a little broader. So in startups, and obviously all are different, do you think it's likely that roles will evolve for team members like yours did, or do you think that's maybe not as common?
I definitely think it's common when it's the first person in their role. So like I was the first inside sales rep, and you know, like I mentioned, the, you know, job advertisement said like you'll be actually be, you know, help build out this role and what it looks like for future ISRs. And that makes complete sense because they had a theory of what I would do and how I would help Jeff and how I would help Quinn and what he was already doing. But once the person actually gets into the role and they're living that role, I think that's where you see the role kind of become more concrete. And, you know, I think the next ISR that we hire and I help train and whatnot, you know, they might have different ideas or see things a little bit differently that will help change and innovate and build out this role in this department further. And that's really all I can hope for.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's good, not necessarily advice, but just information for our listeners that if you're going into a startup and you are the first in the role, that there probably will be some evolution in what you do. Mm-hmm. And to be aware of that, making sure you're comfortable, right? If you're someone who's a very by the book, this is my job description and follow it, that might not be the best fit. Or the other side is if you're coming into a company and you're the first of that role and the company is very strict with here are your roles and responsibilities and this is what you do, then maybe that's not a good fit either because, yeah, chances are if you're the first one, this will change and evolve.
Yeah. I mean, I think companies and startups are, you know, whether it's a startup or a large, you know, corporate company are living and breathing things and you have to allow room for kind of feedback and edits and, you know, failing fast and kind of forward to, you know, figure out the role. Cause I think that's having the best interest of the role, the team and the company. So yeah, absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. And so do you have any thoughts or advice to our listeners about how to handle a shift in their role if the company is asking that to happen or if they're feeling like that's needed and they're able to speak up sort of mentally and practically, how does someone handle that?
I think the best advice I could give them is to kind of roll with the punches. I truly believe that like our company in particular reminds me of my volleyball playing days, just meaning that we really are a true team and we play as such. We're all learning along the way and we have the ability to be flexible and open to change. I think that alone has brought me closer to the team and has given me a sense of purpose that I didn't necessarily expect. So just being open-minded. I also think it's allowed my team to trust me more, which I think I mentioned. And just because a job description is written down, it doesn't necessarily make it right. And being open-minded about that has allowed me to have the best interest of the company and the role. And I think it's allowed myself and the team to grow a bit more organically. So I think you really have to kind of view yourself as the entrepreneur. And that just means asking yourself, what would you do if it was your business?
Yeah. I love that. Those are great thoughts for anyone listening who maybe is finding themselves in a role that's changing and evolving, and maybe they're not comfortable because change is not comfortable for everybody, especially when it's, you know, your job that can feel a little scary. I think when, you know, you're expecting a paycheck and you might not be doing exactly what they brought you on for, or you know that the company needs something different and you're feeling like you need to speak up. I think that's all great.
I think you bring up a great point that I think is really important to speak up and to feel comfortable, you know, bringing up new ideas or voicing your opinion, because I think that is the collaboration that builds a stronger team. And with, you know, how would your manager know, or that, you know, if it's during a startup and it's like the CEO that you're working directly with, how would they know what you're experiencing every day and how to make adjustments properly if you don't speak up? So I would just give them kind of the courage to speak up and believe in what they know and what they've learned in their role.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sam. This has been great. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up today?
I don't think so, but thanks for having me. It's been great.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam. We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.